This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 238 for Monday, January 23rd. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. Ice futures canola contracts were weaker Monday, nearing the lower edge of their well-established trading range as speculative selling weighed on prices. Canola down $4 to $10, the March contract down $6.30 at $806.60 per ton. That contract has held in a range of roughly $800 to $900 for the past 7 months and nearing chart support today. Losses in the Chicago soy complex did account for some spillover selling, with European rapeseed also down on the day. The Malaysian palm oil market was closed for the Lunar New Year holiday, with many other Asian markets also closed. Scaled-down end-user demand did help temper the losses in canola, as crush margins remain wide. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. Soybeans posted double-digit losses, the March contract down 16 cents at $14.90 per bushel. Weekend rains easing dryness concerns in Argentina accounted for some of the selling pressure, but more moisture will be needed through the growing season. Chart-based speculative selling added to the declines in beans, with the market gapping lower in overnight trade. Solid export demand underneath the market did provide some support. The USDA announced flash sales this morning of nearly 200,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. The closure of Asian markets for the Lunar New Year did limit some of the activity. Corn, also pressured by the weekend rains in Argentina, the March contract down 10 cents at $6.66 per bushel. Weekly export inspection data showed about 727,000 tons of U.S. corn was exported during the past week. That was down slightly on both the week and year, with year-to-date U.S. corn exports of 11.5 million tons well off the 16.5 million tons exported by mid-January a year ago. Wheat, it is lower across the board. Minneapolis down 25 cents in the March contract at $8.87 per bushel. Kansas City 29 cents lower in March at $8.19 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 21 cents in the March contract at $7.20 per bushel. Dry areas of the southern U.S. plains saw some much-needed precipitation over the weekend, with more moisture in the forecast for the next week. The U.S. has exported 12.8 million tons of wheat during the crop year to date. That's down by nearly 500,000 tons from the same time a year ago. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, January 23rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.